Intensi bombardamenti attorno al porto di Tiro, nel sud del Libano, evacuati gli osservatori dell'ONU, colpito un convoglio umanitario, razzi sulla Galilea.
The Israeli bombardment of southern Beirut has begun again, and again, and again.
Lebanon.
Qui a Beirut oggi.
Prime Minister Blair was in Washington today meeting with President Bush and emerged from that meeting pretty much in the same position, that they did not call for an immediate ceasefire.
Lebanon.
It was another night of intensive bombing, hitting the airport yet again.
Lebanon.
Yet again.
And Israeli warplanes are battering southern Lebanon as well. Hundreds of artillery rounds pelted villages behind the port of Tyre. At least 11 people are dead as Israel targets Hezbollah strongholds in that city. And in just the last few minutes, there's been more shelling. Greg Palcott is in the line of fire. He's in Tyre, Lebanon right now.
This very videotape, which has never before been shown on television anywhere.
لبنان المحاصر جوا وبحرا يقف على حافة كارثة إنسانية كبيرة.
It makes it a violation of humanitarian law.
Israël veut gagner le plus de terrain possible avant que la pression internationale ne lui impose un cessez-le-feu.
Against European criticism, total American support.
À Cana, on prépare l'enterrement des 52 civils, dont 30 enfants, qui ont péri sous les bombardements israéliens dimanche soir.
Is the rest of the world right when it says the United States and Great Britain and others should have called for the immediate ceasefire?